Beat.
New week on The Dilemma. You know what you do. You can WhatsApp us when we're on air or email talk at beat102103.com. Okay. Hi, guys. I'm having an issue with an unreasonable friend. One of my best friend's daughter is my goddaughter, and she's having her Holy Communion next week on a Tuesday at 12 o'clock. When my friend told me this, I thought she was joking. I always remember communions being on a Saturday. But no, it's true. And she wanted me to take the day off work to attend the service and the lunch afterwards. Now, I don't mean to sound harsh, but like most people, I get 20 days annual leave a year and I cherish it. This seems like a weird reason to use a day. I said to my friend that they should have their little mass on the Tuesday, but have the fancy lunch on the Saturday to suit professionals like me.
Oh no.
She didn't take it well and is now thick with me. Am I in the wrong here?
Yeah. Well, first of all, like, I don't like the way you've said, like, they're little mass and super professionals like me. Like, she is your goddaughter. And, like, I understand that it's an inconvenience to you to have to use one of your annual leave days. But at the same time, the way you're speaking about it, it's like being made out to be such a chore, as in, like, oh God, why are they putting this on me? This is absolutely ridiculous.
It's like they chose it rather than the bishop chose the Tuesday, you know?
Yeah, like, it's not their fault. And, like, maybe you can even take a half day or something. But I do think it's, like, really weird the way you're talking about your friend and her child, as if, like, this is not something, this is clearly important to them. And I get, like, all of our times are precious, but, like, your friends are your friends. And if you're a goddaughter to somebody, I would like to think that, like, you would want to be there and you would want to celebrate and share in that, even if it means having to use a day of annual leave. No?
Yeah, I mean, no, I agree with you. I mean, it's a sense of what's a priority for you. And for a lot of people, to be there for family, friends, godparents is a priority.
Yeah.
Clearly, this isn't a priority for you, which is fine. But I think it's understandable that your friend is upset that you've made clear this is not a priority in my life.
And the little mass thing and the soup professionals, like, it's almost like you think, now maybe I'm wrong in the way that I'm reading that, but I think that sounds like you think
it's
you're above.
Sneery, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you just go over there to your little mass and do the party when it suits me on Saturday. That's not how life works, love. Do you know what I mean? Like, we all have to, like, you know, accommodate and like
I'm sure it is a pain for a lot of people now that absolutely, the communions and confirmations are midweek rather than the traditional Saturdays. But that's how it is. That's how the schools are doing it. That's what the bishop wants. Nothing you can do about it other than say, yeah, look, I want to be there for my friend and my goddaughter. Killian.
I think it'd be more of an issue, not more of an issue, but if it was a confirmation, don't godparents play more of a role in a confirmation?
Often you have to stand for them, yeah.
I don't know. I get where she's coming from as well. Like, 20 days if you want to use them, and if you're, like, planning holidays or whatever and you need your days, yeah. But, like, just, in my opinion, just work a weekend and get the day back. Like, there's no... Do you know?
It's not an option for everyone to work a weekend, you know?
Well, I don't know. I think you're a bit mean in the way you're doing it. I totally get where you're coming from as well, but I think, like, you signed up for this when you became godmother, like, so these events are coming up. So, like, and imagine your little goddaughter's face if you're not there, because I used to love when my godparents came to, like, communities and stuff, because you knew you were getting the
not all about the money. It's not all about the money.
But
you're right. I do think probably having them on the midweek means that kids don't have as many people around them as they would have.
But I think when it comes to something like that, like, if it's godparents or family members, you just, like, you want those people to be there. And I do, like, what's most upsetting about that is the, I suppose, disregard for what I think is a friendship. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that it's so, like, blatant that actually
inconvenience.
This is, like, something that doesn't slot into my life.
And if you did want it to not be there because you were precious about your annual leave days, like, you went around it the wrong way. You could have told a little white lie and just say, look, work is crazy at the moment. I actually can't afford to take a day off. They can't afford to lose me this week. So sorry. We'll do something at lunch some other time on the weekend.
Or
you didn't need to go, like, ooh, have your little mass on a Tuesday and sure, we'll have a party sometime on the Saturday.
Yeah.
For professionals
okay.
like me.
All right, but she wants to know, is she in the wrong here in her attitude towards this?
I wonder what the thought process behind it is. I wonder why.
I asked a friend of ours who were there who had a communion in the last couple of weeks. I said, like, was it tricky to get people kind of to come and stuff? And why is it now Tuesday? And she said the bishop wants to do them during the week.
Okay.
So anyway, our emailer is really put out at the idea of having to use one of her annual leave days to take a day off for a communion, and said to the mother, one of her best friends and the mother of her goddaughter, oh, could you not have your little mass on the Tuesday and do lunch on Saturday for professionals like me? And she wants to know why her friend is tick with her and if she's in the wrong. Nadine, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
We're good, darling, we're good. Now talk to us. What is your take on this dilemma?
So I have three godchildren and also a lot of younger family members that have made their communion and confirmation this year.
Okay.
And I have known throughout the whole school year that these dates are coming up, so they are obviously the most important days to take off with my annual leave, and I work full time as well.
Okay.
And like, it only comes once in their lifetime, so I mean, to look back in a few years and say that you didn't see your goddaughter have her communion, I think it's going to be something she's going to regret.
Yeah, and you forget, like, to the little ones, this is such a big day. It's the, almost the biggest day of their life. It's like their little mini wedding day at that point, you know? It's so important to be there for them.
Absolutely. Like, it's the first time in their life where they're going to feel like it's about them and let them feel special with getting their little dresses and their jewellery and all the songs they sing in the church as well. So it's a big deal in their life.
It's just, it's very hard to defend the girl that sent the email into us in terms of like her approach to it, because it just doesn't seem like a friend to me.
No, I mean, I've been asked by close family members and friends to be godparents to their children, and it's absolutely an honour to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And I have a daughter myself, so anyone who... I asked my sister to be godmother, and if she had said that she wasn't going to miss work for her special day, like, I'd be really annoyed about that.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, Nadine, well said, and I hope you're not too broke with all these communions at the moment.
Getting there.
Yeah. Listen, have a good day. Cheers.
Have a good one. Bye.
All right, a couple of comments. Remain anonymous on this. She's totally in the wrong. She sounds like a snob. Professionals like me and the little mass. She's your goddaughter. Of course you have to go. It's her special day. With your attitude like that, you don't deserve to be a godmother. Stop being a snob.
Paul said they chose you as a godparent, which is a lovely compliment. It's one bleeding day in your life. This day was coming for years. Selfish yoke.
Oh, wow. And Seamus says, why did she agree to be godmother? She can't make the odd sacrifice for her goddaughter. If she's that worried about her halls, she could always pull a sickie. I don't know about that. We'll see. Trish was on from Kilkenny.
Yes, 100% in the wrong. My goddaughter is getting her first communion in Vienna, in Austria, in a couple of weeks. And I'm taking 3 days off work so I can go over and see my best friend and my goddaughter and spend the time with them and celebrate her first communion. So, yes, definitely you can take 1 day off work to be there for your best friend and her daughter, your goddaughter.
Fair play, Trish.
Thank you so much.
The city break kind of helps as well with the 3 days leave.
You got a good deal
there. You got a good deal on that one.
Honestly, the point is that as a godparent, and people have made this point, that is such an honour to be asked, to be chosen, to be part of that child's life and to be able to be there for them on the good and the bad occasions. Yeah. And this is a lovely occasion and you're missing out. Your priorities are wrong. Mm.